Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 LSU Tigers NCAA team preview. So if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe for more amazing football content. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100th Football. Please go check out our LinkedIn page as well under the same name. And that's just another way to get you to look at our amazing top-tier high-quality every single day being updated podcast. We have on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to the podcast, we are available over there thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. So go over there and leave us a review. And if you have a suggestion for a future episode, whether it's about a player, a coach, a team, or a draft prospect, please put it in our comments and we will be sure to put it in our rotation in the very near future. So let's get into it. The LSU Tigers in 2021 had a rough season. There's no way to go about it. 6-7 overall is not going to cut it. And for a team who, in just a few seasons ago, right, just about three years ago, was a perfect 15-0 national championship team, they've went 11-12 since then. That is not how you get it done. And looking at this team, it's in a little bit of a disarray right now. There's a brand new head coach. That is, of course, Mr. Brian Kelly, who's coming on over. He is going to be the brand new coach at this team for LSU. We all know where he's been. Notre Dame for about, 10, 11 seasons. At Cincinnati before then, and now he's making it over to the SEC with LSU. What can he bring? Who is he bringing in? And what are the players around him going to do? For me, it all starts with your quarterback position. And currently, LSU is still trying to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback. It is a very packed room. In fact, they got it was so insane last year, right? At the Texas Bowl, receiver Jontre Kirkland, who was a high school quarterback, mind you, but was a he had to go and be quarterback. But it's okay because it's a new year. Hopefully you can just wipe that year clean because you've got some guys like six-year senior Miles Brennan coming back. However, he hasn't played since 2020 due to injuries and whatnot. You've also have Jaden Daniels, who transferred over from Arizona State. You also have Garrett Nussmeier, who played a little bit in 21. And then finally, you have a true freshman by the name of Walker Howard. Fun fact, he is the son of 1990s LSU quarterback Jamie Howard. So you got a little bit of pedigree there. As for who is going to be the quarterback, I have not the slightest clue. It's not up to me. It is up to Coach Kelly and whoever else on that team to decide that. They've got a lot of quarterbacks to pick from. If I was me, I'd probably go with someone with some experience. So maybe Brennan, potentially. I think Daniels could have the starting spot, but I mean it's a four person race. However, whoever it is that is going to end up behind center, whether it's Brennan, Daniels, Nussmeier, or Howard, they are going to have a good receiving core to throw to, and probably maybe one of the best SEC receivers projected this upcoming year with Kayshon Boutte. He is going to be electric, I think, and is definitely going to help out whoever's behind center. And also, you have your senior running back, John Emery Jr., coming back after he spent all of last season in a little bit of academic issues. But he is all squared away, got his grades up, and he is good to go this year. Looking at the offensive line, you've got three starters who played last year coming back, Cameron Wire. But you don't know, including Cameron Wire, but you're not sure who is going to be the center for the season. They're still trying to figure out who that's going to be. And the same at tight end. We don't know who's going to be the true tight end coming into 2022. And like I mentioned, the O-line, they have a lot of guys who have brought over. But they have Brad Davis, right? He's the only one who stayed on from the switchover from coaches, because usually, like I say, you get a new coach, you get a whole brand new assistants, offense coordinators, defense coordinators, etc. But they kept Brad Davis, who was an interim coach a little bit last year during the Texas Bowl, and he is remaining on as O-line coach. We'll see how he can do. And I think that they're still building this team up on offense. Like I said, they have a few positions where nothing is really truly set, except for really the wide receiver core. But going over the defense now, let's talk about this team and how they're going to switch things up a little bit. They have former Kansas City Chiefs linebackers coach Matt House coming on over to be the defensive coordinator this upcoming season. They're going to have B.J. Ojulari, who had a really good 2021, 7 sacks in total. He's going to be playing linebacker this year. The defensive front look really good. You have Ali Gay coming back for his senior season. You also have Mason Smith, who's been on the rise, I believe. You have Micah Bakerfield, the linebacker, looking good too. And he had 83 tackles his past season. You also have Mike Jones Jr., who had a good season. And for a team who gives the name DBU, right? And we ain't going to say nothing here. We've already talked about, we have a video about why we think that Florida State is DBU. LSU, they tried their best. But they retooled some of their secondary. Only two players. You have Jay Ward and Major Burnsaw playing time last season. Four starters could come. By the way, transfer, they have a lot of guys come in. You have Joe Faucha, Greg Brooks Jr., coming in from Arkansas, Makai Gardner, and Jarek Bernard Converse. All those guys transferred over, so we'll see who can kind of take that next spot as a starting defensive back. I think this team is a lot of turnover, right? It's a brand-new system pretty much from the last season, and it's going to be difficult to see how they can go. I think that they could potentially get to 10 wins, maybe a little bit less. I think they do better than last season, though. I think they shed that below 500 record and get above it. I'm not sure if they're quite a 10-win team yet, but I expect a better season from LSU this upcoming season. Quick look at their schedule, who all they're playing. So you've got, let's see, Florida State to kick off the year. Then you got Southern Mississippi State. Then you have New Mexico led by Auburn, Tennessee on October the 8th, Florida, Ole Miss, of course, Roll Tide, Alabama, November the 5th, Arkansas, November 12th, UAB, and the last game is against Texas A&M to round out the season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So please drop a comment. I want to hear what you think about this LSU Tigers team. Like I said, I think they're going to be improving. I think they're going to be a little bit better. I'm not saying they're going to be great, but I think they're going to do definitely better than the bad season they had last year and bounce back nice from it. But I want to hear your comments. What do you think? How will LSU do this upcoming season? I want to hear it in the comments. Like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Lane. If you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like it, comment it, share it, and subscribe to it being the channel, of course. And if you like podcasts, you are in luck because we have an amazing podcast updated every single day, over 1,000 episodes on there and more coming each and every single day. Like I mentioned, go over there to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you list the podcast, and we are available over there for you to download and to listen to all the time with over 1,000 episodes. There's something that I'm sure we've covered your favorite team, potentially your favorite player. And if you haven't, put it in the comments, and we will do a history special, a draft prospect special, a team history special, whatever you feel like, put it in the comments, and we'll put it in our upcoming schedule for our next batch of videos. I've been your host today, Logan Lanez. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.